Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. I am Eric G. Appreciate you turning into our midweek update. This is the show we do in the middle of the week on a Wednesday that, well, covers the stuff we didn't do last weekend and, of course, the stuff coming up this weekend. So last weekend, thanks for putting up. I took some time off, some much-needed break. And sometimes we put out those best-of shows a couple times a year just because I'm going to take some time off and recharge, and it was a great time. A little inside baseball here. We won't talk on the regular show, but we do it on this one. Went out camping with our new RV. And did a shakedown kind of cruise up to one of our cool little places, Fort Stevens State Park here in Oregon. Now, the cool thing with Fort Stevens is up there, it is a massive, massive state park. I mean, it is huge. Now, here's the funny thing of this area up there. It is one of the first, or actually the first settlement on the West Coast, because that's where Lewis and Clark came through, and that is where they put up kind of the first trading post on the West Coast, or at least from the American side of view of the U.S. government, they put it in here. Now, there were other things down in Mexico or California, what it's called now, but we have the earliest place out there, and it's a whole huge kind of fortress from years ago, from old World War II and before stuff up there, which is kind of cool, and a great place to go camping. So right by the beach there, and you can go see a shipwreck that's on the beach. And so it was a great place. It's just probably about 90 minutes from my house. Great place for a shakedown cruise, because here's the other thing. There's a Home Depot and a Walmart that's probably 20 minutes away from there. So it makes it a lot easier if you forget something. It made it kind of easy. So that's my recommendation for that. But had a good time, had one hiccup. And that's the thing about buying a used RV. You sometimes inherit other people's problems. And we'd bought that through Curtis Trailer here. That's not a commercial. I bought it like everybody else. Didn't save a dime because I'm Eric G or anything like that. This is no commercial. And one thing that we had a fail on, it was took a shower. And why is all this water running on the floor? So one of those things that you test it. And now all of a sudden it's, I don't think these guys in their multi-point checklist, yes, it's kind of like buying a car. I think they missed this part of this. And so we'll see what happens. They're supposed to service, it's Wednesday morning here, the 27th of May. They're supposed to call me this morning, the service department, and get that in there. Hopefully it doesn't sit in there for weeks, because we got another camping trip coming up in a few weeks. So that will be kind of interesting. But one of those things that had a great time, had a blast. I love it. It was a great, great time, and got to spend some time out there. My buddy Jerry from high school showed up. We just had a great time. So it was fun. Good time to relax and do some hiking, do some walking, check things out. Went down to the Cannon Beach House, saw my brother and his family down there. Just had a great weekend. So that was awesome. He's been battling moles in the front yard. We all know what that's like. And so the problem there is that it's all sand, and so they'll dig through that, and it just kind of collapses behind them, so it's really hard to track them down in that soil. But today I wanted to talk about a couple things. One of them is, it's interesting, and I'm watching real time right now the real estate market in my area, and I'm talking kind of Seattle, Portland, Pacific Northwest, and no one wants to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it right here. We are seeing way more homes going up for sale than there are buyers right now. All of a sudden, in about 6 weeks, I watched this huge flip when springtime came on. I think there are way more people that are moving out of these areas than we're seeing moving in right now. So I think that has reversed where we had all the Californians and everybody that was moving up here. I think right now they're going, I'm going back to California. This is crazy. So I think we're seeing a switch. I am getting phone calls from realtors now that I went and looked at a house 6 months ago that are calling me up going, hey, you interested in looking for a house? When they're cold calling me from 6 months ago and they don't know who I am, that makes me believe that it is hurting out there. And so we're seeing that. It's going to change. I think that will ultimately result in our markets that the house prices are going to go down. Now, if you're across the country and you're listening to this and you're going, wow, I think we've got more people moving in. The people that are escaping my area out here on the West Coast, your house prices probably won't be going down. They'll be going up because of supply and demand. I think here, just like we saw in downtown buildings, I saw a thing that in Portland, tourism, because of, well, their bad press, those hotels downtown, I think, are only occupied at the most at 63%, so they could lose a few hotel towers and still be okay. So I think all of those things are coming to roost. So I think of you guys out there that have made it easier for people to live, I think all that stuff, we will see that help your house values. The people that are really messing things up, it's going to hurt those house values out there. So mortgage rates are kind of bouncing around out there. They're high, they're low, they're high, they're low within the points that we're seeing. But I think they're still going to stay down. And we're going to see that as we go along through the year, I think, especially with the new Fed chairman coming in there. I think we're going to see things at least stay the same or go down. And I think as we see construction slowing even worse, I mean, this is in the Pacific Northwest, what I'm seeing in my local area here within these few states, it is the worst it's been for new construction, probably in my lifetime. Well, no one's really talking about it, but I know of so many people reaching out going, I mean, I have a buddy who's a wonderful electrician. He does commercial stuff, who lives in Portland. He's living in Idaho in his RV because he couldn't find work here. So we're seeing this, these policies come to roost. We'll see what happens. This isn't a political thing. It's just the facts, guys. I'm not going to blame people for it, but this is just kind of what it is. So we're seeing that. So stay tuned for more of that. There's not a bunch of recalls out. Nothing really happened here over the weekend. The big ones were last week where we saw the Generac Power Systems and the DR Power Electric Start Pressure Washers are starting on their own. So make sure you pay attention to that. That is the biggest, most dangerous one that we're seeing right now. And I think that's one of those things that's going to be taking the news over for a little bit. Now, one thing else I wanted to talk about here, too, is, and I'm going to give you a little tease about this coming up on this weekend show, by the way. Not this Saturday. Actually, no, it is this Saturday. Sorry, Cam Anderson, Blacktail Studios. Now, I've been doing his project. I've been helping him design his project and consult with him. I've been in two of the videos at Blacktail Ranch so far. More to come as we work through that. I've got him on the show. So we're going to dive into behind the scenes on that project, his personal life, my personal life a little bit. We'll get into that and his style of tables and how he's building them and what his favorite finishes are. If you've not been following him, he is one of the biggest YouTubers out there in the woodworking table space. That guy is absolutely killing it. And I can call him a friend. So we have him on the show as well. We'll be talking about some other stuff in the second hour, but that is the big one right there that you'll want to check out. That was a lot of fun to have him on the show. The last thing I want to talk about before we go is I've been talking a lot. And I just wrote a story for somebody now or contributed to it. Some big backyard trends that are in for 2026. And I'm not going to talk about the in. Let's talk about the outs real quick. What is out for 2026? What we're seeing now is people are getting away from those overly designed integrated fire pits. So that's one of them. I mean, those big, massive fire features that dominate the backyard, those are kind of going out. The single level floating deck, and crazy color schemes. Those are out. You're seeing much more of a layered zoned system there, how they're being designed. Overly manicured, high maintenance lawns and yards. Those are out. Much more natural, low input. Biodiverse planning is big. Here's the one that's going to set a few people off out there. The overused string lights and generic matching furniture. Something that looks like a Home Depot commercial. Yeah. That whole big multi-layered crisscrossing string lights. We're getting into more curated lighting where you've got up lighting, down lighting that looks way more design and intentional versus just thrown up. And then the last one here that I've got for you is the oversized outdoor kitchens and stark hardscapes. So massive underused kitchens, minimalist concrete heavy yards, the stuff that just burns up in the summertime. Simple is in right now. So very functional cooking area, balanced plant hardscape designs are trending. So thoughtful, functional, and sustainable is in. So those are the mistakes not to make this year when you're designing outside. We might talk about those later in a future episode. All right, everybody, if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Make sure you follow us on our YouTube page. I'll be putting up early next week that Cam Anderson video from that discussion, and we've got more stuff coming up over there. We could really use your help. Subscribe to Around the House Eric G and Around the House HQ. We're almost over the hump there of our goal of getting more people to catch that and watch it. It has been growing massively, and I thank every one of you for doing that. Some of those videos have just absolutely blown up, and I appreciate you all. If you want to send me a message, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can send it right there. I'm Eric G. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Talks about the shots they didn't take, drinks they never drank, hell they never raised. Yeehaw, y'all, it's only 9:30. No one ever talks about the nights they went to bed early.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.